I don't know about you, but when I get to the end of Parshas Bereishis, I always wonder, what would happen if God gave me 800 years, 900 years, 950 years, 969 years on the planet? Imagine how productive I could be. If I'm able to squeeze so much into 24 hours, so much into a year, so much into a lifetime, imagine if a lifetime was 8-10 times longer. And yet, here's the fascinating thing. You have a group of people, a generation that lives so long, and yet nothing happens. Not only aren't they successful, but they fail, and they fail miserably. But wait, it gets better, because Noach comes along, and Noach, according to the Medrash, innovates. He creates clay machresha. He creates plowing tools. He is the one that makes the curse of Adam not so bad anymore. You're going to have to deal with all the thorns and the thistles. It's not going to be such a big deal because you're not doing it by hand anymore. You have machinery to support you. And yet, the wild part is that even though the world got better, work got easier, people ended up not taking advantage of it. What in the world is going on in our parsha? Once heard a beautiful idea by Rabbi Penner, the dean of Ritz and YU. He said that sometimes what ends up happening when you have so many years is you just don't have to grow up. The maturity that should come doesn't have to come. The Dor HaMabul was a wasted opportunity. They were gifted such a long life. And yet, because it was so long, they said, I don't have to do it now. I'll have time later. Pirkei Avos tells us, Im lo achshav eimasai, if not now, when? If you tell yourself, I'll do it tomorrow, or the next day, or the day after, most of the time, it never happens. I would tell us all that we have a mission to do this Shabbos. And maybe even as we're reading and listening to this thought, commit right now. What am I going to do better? Not tomorrow, not in a month, but I'm gifted the moment, right? I'm gifted the moment. In that moment, what am I going to do? A beautiful post that I once saw. You see it every year when I visit the same office in Nassau County. It's time is a gift. That's why it's called the present. That's right. It's a present that we're here. Use it well. Have a great Shabbos.